It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Brought a few pictures to show you today. Some things that some friends have drawn. Here's one. What do you think that is? Well, it was drawn by a 5 years old person. He was 5 years old. Does look like an Indian and an Indian's house, a teepee. Look at this one. You know who that is? This is a person who often sings, "It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood." Yeah, that's Mr. Rogers. This is a... What do you think that is? What do you think the person was thinking who painted that? What about this one? What do you think that person was thinking? Well, have you ever visited a nursery school? Or a kindergarten? You know, Mrs. Saunders has a nursery school. She asked me one time if we'd like to come to visit. And I said, I'd like to. So she asked the children there if they'd like to have us come visit. And they said, fine. So why don't we just go see what a nursery school's like? What kinds of things go on there? Will you come with me? All right. Come along to Mrs. Saunders' nursery school. Mrs. Saunders.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Welcome to our school.
Thank you. Our friends are here with me.
Yeah.
May I just make myself at home?
Do. Please do.
What have you made? What do you ever build well? What's her name, Mrs. Saunders?
Naomi.
Hi, Naomi. Do you often build with blocks? I wanted our friends to know what goes on in a nursery school. And I'm glad you'd allow us to come today.
Always glad to have you, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes. You made the boat go over that way, huh?
We have a water table at school.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mandel.
What kind of an animal is that?
Maybe it has hard plastic in it.
It's a model of a, I think it's a hippopotamus, huh?
Are we allowed to bring those toys over there over here?
Sure. I think so.
Mr. Rogers!
I
want to
go get it.
Yes. Fine.
How do you make King Friday? I want you to make it, so I don't know how to make the hair.
I'd like to see how you do it.
This is how I make it. Is that how his hair is?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes. You do that well.
and then like this, and then right here. No hair right here?
Not very much hair on the top.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Ooh, that's a little bald on the top.
You already have two crowns on your paper.
Plenty. How do you make his clothes?
How would you make them?
Is that how you make it?
Just your own best ideas. See people draw in nursery school, and people use scissors. You can make the feet.
Hey, half the pace.
And people paste.
Not that, I mean that.
In nursery school.
Not yeah. They do more things than here.
They do a lot more things.
But it's fun to pretend.
It is fun to pretend. You can even pretend in nursery school, can't you? I don't think she's here today. But your mother did come with you at first when you came to nursery school, didn't she?
Yeah.
And stayed with you for a while.
No, she didn't. I was at Stacy's house. Mrs. Pearson picked me up.
Oh, but your mother saw the nursery school before you came, didn't she?
She didn't take me.
No, but didn't she see it first?
Yeah, before you went to the nursery school.
Mm-hmm. Because the nursery school people like to... Well, they like to have the parents come and see what it's like so they can talk with their children about it. Hi, Sarah.
And see if they want to go.
See some more of that building.
Which one?
I want to see some more of your building up here. Where's that baby doll that you had a little while? Oh, she's great. What'd you say, Stacy? You'll brush your hair a little more. Can you tell me about this building? You make so many things, Naomi. Have her hair all brushed.
You look a little more better on television than here.
I look a little better on television than here. Maybe different, huh? I think sometimes it's funny to see me when I'm not on television, isn't it? You expect me to be on television. Because that's what you're used to. That's what you're used to. Sometimes I'm on television. Sometimes. And I can talk to my television friends, too. No. But we're showing our television friends what it's like in a nursery school. And you're helping. It looks a little like Daniel, doesn't it?
It is Daniel because Daniel is like...
And he's a tame tiger, isn't he?
Hey, what is that right there? What is that noise?
What noise?
That I heard. Tick-tock, tick-tock. What was that noise?
Yeah, well, it sounds just like a clock, doesn't it?
It's Daniel's clock.
Is it? Maybe it's time to do something different.
clean up
here. We're going to have to clean up the table this night.
Can I help you clean up? Mrs. Saunders says it's clean-up time.
Yeah.
You have your boat there?
Here, I can help you.
Fine.
I can write my own name.
Okay, go right ahead. We'll just put these things up so we can put our snacks out. Just put them all in a pile over there.
Yeah, see what I think. Cars. Where's my picture?
Here it is.
Way of learning to clean up, isn't it?
I have been that.
Do you clean up your things at home, too?
Yep, let's put your
the way you do here?
Sweet. Come on.
He's stuck over here. Hey, Stevie, don't take it. He's dying here to stay. He's dying here, and he's dying over here.
Roger, do you have anything to eat?
I'd like to have something to eat, yes.
You've got to
do your share.
Mr. Rogers, can you sit next to me? I'll be glad to. Sure.
I'm saying
all right, I will look.
All right.
Is there a rubber band, Mrs. Saunders? I think maybe there's one right over here.
Could you come to the table, please, snack time?
No, I want Mr. Rogers to sit here. Mr. Rogers, can you sit my big bunny?
Tell me. Would you like me to sit here? You sit here, Naomi. Thank you.
Sarah, your cup of coffee.
Give everyone a napkin.
Yeet.
Are you going to fold them up?
Fancy crackers. Fancy crackers.
We have a
cracker
with you.
Oh, I'll just tear them off and put them for you.
Stacy needs a rubber band, Mrs. Saunders. I didn't see one, but I think there is one right over there.
I'll get it for Stacy.
Oh, thank you very much. Can I give it to her?
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Stacy, you could bring the doll to the table with you.
Want to bring the doll with you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you have a seat now? Are you near enough to the table, Naomi?
Okay. I need some more. More juice. Yes.
I'll start pouring. And I'll get it down a little
bit. Wipe the paste off. I need some more. Who's making all that noise, Mr. Rogers?
What noise, sweetie?
That noise.
You mean the music? That's Mr. Costa playing.
The piano.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play the piano, Mr. Rogers. We've got a piano
have
at our
school.
Have
a lot of music for that.
We got a piano at our school. And we're learning how to play it. And I already know how to.
Great. Maybe someday when I come, you'll play for me.
All right, I'll give you some.
I will, Mommy.
Do you ever pretend here at the nursery school?
Yes, we do. And Mr. Rogers, since you're here today, it would be a good idea to pretend we're going to make believe and see Mr. McFeely.
Oh, great. Would you like to pretend that we're going to see Mr. McFeely in the neighborhood of make-believe?
Yes.
Okay, we'll think of that while we have our juice and crackers.
And we'd have to pretend also that we have a...
Pass the crackers. Oh, who's going to put this
a telescope.
Away?
I'll
put
these...
Oh, the telescope. All right. Let's look through our telescope to see the neighborhood of make-believe.
Special speedy delivery for Dr. Duckbill Platypus. Special speedy delivery. Special speedy delivery. Special speedy delivery.
Oh, why, hello, Mr. McFeely. What a pleasant surprise.
Well, good day, Mrs. Platypus. Is Dr. Duckbill Platypus at home? I have a special speedy delivery right here for him.
Oh, why, it looks like another lesson from the pediatrician school, but... But this one's bigger than the ones that came before, and they've always come by air. Oh, I wonder what's inside.
Well, if you'll just call him, Mrs. Platypus, I can deliver the special delivery package right to him.
Oh, no, more's the pity. Dr. Bill is someplace else.
Well, is he at the windmill?
No, he's near the community center practicing his last lesson.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll just speedy deliver you right over there.
All right, first go to meow. Left at meow.
Then right at meow?
Then meow at meow.
That's it. All right, have it now, Mrs. Platypus. Good day to you.
All
good
right.
Day. Thank you very much.
Same to you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye. Yeehaw. You do that very well, Dr. Bill.
Well, it's not so difficult as long as you do it gently. Hey.
Gently?
Hey, imagine the lessons will get a lot harder as time goes on.
Well,
Mr. McFeely.
Who's the delivery for, Mr. McFeely?
It's for Dr. William Duckbill Platypus. Here we are, right here.
Well, now that's more like it. I bet that's a hard lesson.
Well, it's from the pediatrician school. Would you sign right here, Doctor?
Hey, mm-hmm.
Here you go. There's your pencil.
All right,
thank you.
Hi. Would you have a few seconds to open the lesson for me, please, Mr. McFeely?
Well, since it's special, Doctor, I guess I could. We'll just open it right up. There we go.
Ooh. Oh. My, that looks like a complicated apparatus. Maybe it's for inhalation therapy.
Well, now, here's a letter inside, Dr. Bill. Let me get it out for you.
Why? Let me see it, please.
Alrighty, there you go.
Well, my gracious.
What is it, Dr. Bill?
Well, listen to this now. Dear Dr. Platypus, you have been chosen to take the rest of your pediatrician school lessons at our branch university in Australia.
Australia?
Hey, this is an inflatable conveyor. Simply pump it up tomorrow, and it will take your whole family to your school. You will stay for 21 make-believe days. We'll have to get ready to leave tomorrow.
Oh,
please tell the others, Mr. McFeely.
And I'll tell people, too.
Boy, that
school works fast. Even sends you your own flying machine.
Wonderful machine, wonderful school. I must go tell Elsie Jean right away.
And we better tell King Friday, too. Don't forget him.
You're right. Come along, tell everybody.
I do wish you could stay a little longer, Mrs. Saunders.
Well, I have to go see about the children at the nursery school.
Oh, please come again.
I will. Before I go, I'd like to sing a song to Prince Tuesday.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling to know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling, you find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Saunders.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
I'll see you soon.
All righty.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, it's such a good song and such a good feeling.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're...
Special delivery message.
What is it, Mr. McFeely?
Well, the platypus family is going to Australia tomorrow. Have to go. Have to tell everybody.
Australia?
Well, that's not Australia.
Mr. McFeely, can't you tell us anything
more? Nope. Have to go. Speedy delivery.
Oh, he does speed off like
that. Well, Aunt Sarah, yes. I'll find out more from the platypuses themselves.
And come back and tell us, won't you?
Of course I will. Imagine Australia.
Imagine Australia. My. Meow,
Speedy,
meow, meow.
Hi, oh,
friends.
Hi, Lady A. Boy, that Mr. McFeely surely is Speedy.
Is he ever?
Meow, 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 zing, meow, meow. Meow, meow, said, meow, Australia.
Yes, I didn't know what he meant.
Oh, it's the platypuses. They're going to Australia tomorrow.
Well, why are they doing that?
I don't know. I was just going over to ask them. Want to come?
Meow, meow, let's go, meow.
Sure, come along, let's go.
Elsie Jean.
Meow, meow, meow.
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill.
Meow, meow, meow.
Is it true?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, we're getting ready to go tomorrow.
Don't you like it here, Mrs. Platypus?
Oh, of course we do, neighbor. We're just going for Dr. Bill to do his schooling.
Meow, 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 meow. How long?
Oh, for 21 make-believe days. Oh, will you look into our place once in a while we're gone, Henrietta?
Meow, of course, meow, will.
So, when you come back, Dr. Bill will be a pediatrician?
I expect so. It's a wonderful school. They even sent us our own flying machine to get us to Australia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All we do is pump it up, and it takes us there tomorrow. Oh, come on inside and see it, will you?
I'd like to see it.
Good.
Meow, 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 meow.
There's a neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, we've finished with our juice. What do you usually do after juice?
After juice, we usually have a song, Mr. Rogers.
We always have a song.
We always have
always
a song.
Have
well,
a song.
She's still my teacher.
What will we sing today?
A doing song. It's called I Went to See My Friend One Day.
Oh, good.
I went to see my friend one day. She only lives across the way. I asked her if she'd come out to play. She said it was a sweeping day. And this is the way she sweeps the floor. Sweeps the floor. Sweeps the floor. And this is the way she sweeps the floor. She said it was a sweeping day. I went to see my friend one day. She only lives across the way. I asked her if she'd come out to play. She said it was a mopping day. And this is the way she mops the floor. Mops the floor. Mops the floor. And this is the way she mops the floor. She said it was a mopping day. I went to see my friend one day. She only lives across the way. I asked her if she'd come out to play. She said it was a shopping day. And this is the way she comes from the store. Comes from the store. Comes from the store. And this is the way she comes from the store. She said it was a shopping day. I went to see my friend one day. She only lives across the way. I asked her if she'd come out to play. She said it was a sleeping day. And this is the way she goes to sleep. Goes to sleep. Goes to sleep. And this is the way she goes to sleep. She said it was a sleeping day.
Some people got right up from sleep to go to play. Thank you, Mrs. Saunders, for letting us come and see
it's
what
good
a,
to have you here, Mr. Rogers.
What a nursery school was like. Thank you all for showing us what a nursery school was like. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Mrs. Saunders.
Said we'd talk about that later.
We went to see a school one day, and that was Mrs. Saunders' school. Well, that was one school. Oh, yes, there are many different kinds of schools. But schools are places where you can discover what's interesting to you and how to do things. A teacher in a nursery school might help you learn how to hold a brush to paint. Yep. Or a teacher in a kindergarten might even help you make a wooden airplane. And in first grade, you'll have a teacher who knows how to read, will be able to learn how to read with that teacher. Oh, there's so much to see and hear and do. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can find. Carefully look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can learn. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's the way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. That's what we did today. We looked at a lot of things and listened to a lot of things. Sure. I like doing it with you. And we'll do more tomorrow, you and I. You and I together. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how, by just your being you. There's so much you can do yourself. And there's so much that you and I can do together. I like being with you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.